Hilda rested on a rough wooden bench that stood against the outside of the living hall at Sonn. She closed her eyes and tipped her head back so the overhanging roof shadowed her face, and the afternoon sun warmed her body. After a cold and rainy spring, the summer's heat made her feel almost drunk. She smelled the comforting scents of ripening hay, fertile earth, and smoke from the kitchen fire. Her youngest, Hrolf, called Hroli, mouthed at her breast. If she sat still, eyes half closed, not moving, she could ignore her aches and exhaustion, the weariness that had plagued her since Hroli's difficult birth. At least Ranvald's battles kept him and his men away this summer. She found it much easier to run the hall with only a few men around, her word obeyed without question. A boy's shriek forced her to sit up and open her eyes. Einar, Hilda's stepson, Ranvald's son by his former concubine, Vidius, lay with his stomach on a branch of the tree that stood just outside the hall. He held his half-brother Ivar by the wrist so Ivar's feet dangled in the air. Ivar yelled and squirmed, and then swung once, twice, and hooked the branch with his other elbow. With Einar's guidance, he pulled up both feet and held on from underneath the branch with all four limbs wrapped around it. At the foot of the tree, their younger brother, Thorir, looked up enviously from his play. He was still too small to climb trees with them.
"Einar, be careful of your brother. You'll hurt his shoulder," said Hilda.
"I'm always careful," said Einar, with his usual sullenness.
Whenever Hilda scolded him, he responded like a man whose honour had been challenged, as though he wanted to put his hand to the sword he would one day wear. Einar had Vidius's golden colouring and her high cheekbones, which on him looked raw rather than beautiful. Ranvald had named him for his foster brother, Einar, who he had been forced to kill while reclaiming his birthright from his stepfather.
"You have to swing," he said to Ivar. "Let go with your arms and swing."
Ivar did as his brother suggested, and then yelled in triumph as he caught the branch with his two arms wrapped around one side. He let his legs go and swung again, sending a stab of worry into Hilda's chest, and then wriggled his way onto the top.
"I did it, Mother, see?"
Ivar cried. The two boys lay atop the branch, facing each other, grinning. With Ivar's russet head and Einar's golden one, they made a perfect image of carefree boyhood, suspended in a green tree against a sky of blue and white. Two boys who loved each other as strongly as their mothers had hated. Hilda felt a brief twinge of guilt at depriving Einar of Vidius. The boy deserved more mothering than Hilda could give him, but she hated Vidius too much to allow her to stay for her son's sake. By the time Ranvald had brought Hilda home as his bride, Vidius, his own stepmother, was 6 months pregnant with his son, Einar. Pregnant, she looked even more like Freya, goddess of fertility and the harvest, a goddess who demanded sacrifices of honey and blood, sweet and bitter, life and death. Hilda could not compete with her beauty, or the way she had enthralled Ranvald. Finally, after Hilda had given birth to Ivar, and Ranvald had accepted his son by laying a sword across Hilda's lap, which she would hold in trust for Ivar until he grew to manhood, Hilda had asked him for another gift, to send Vidius away. And he had done it, though not happily.
"I see Uncle Sigurd," said Ivar from his perch.
He squatted atop the branch now, testing his balance. Einar crouched on the branch as well, looking like a forest cat about to pounce.
"That's not Sigurd," he said. "That's... why are there so many?"
"We have enough food for dinner if Sigurd has brought friends," said Hilda.
Sigurd spent little time at the hall during these long summer days, and Hilda did not begrudge him his leisure. Soon the harvest would bring too much work for Hilda to rest in the sunshine with her children. And soon Ranvald would return as well, bringing news and demands she must satisfy.
"My lady, there were too many men in the field," said Einar. "It wasn't Sigurd that I saw."
Hilda stood, cradling Hroli more tightly. Einar could be exaggerating to make himself seem important, but he had keen eyesight. Hilda saw only waving grass beyond the fences,
green and gold, rippling in the wind.
Where? She asked.
They're gone now, Einar replied.